Hey, what up, people? It's boy Ricardo Nani.
Hey, what's up, people? It's boy Praise, your favorite singer, aka Mr. Rich and Famous.
Wagyu Bad Name City Q, yeah, yeah.
My name is Emi Abaga, Show Black Boy, African Rapper Number One. You are hanging out on the W Experience.
It's the W Experience with Winkish Sugar.
Art, dance, fashion and music are all connected and super important to the creative space. Gone are the days where we solely focus on the art or the artist and not touching base on every aspect of the creative process, from video directors to dancers, stylists to artist managers, DJs and more. The W Experience is making sure we have a one-on-one with other players in the creative industry and shedding more light on the entertainment business. The creative industry is expanding on a daily and each part of the process has been recognized. This week's episode of the show is looking at the styling space in the industry on all the stages involved. You're welcome to the W Experience with Man of Peace and Love. Lo J, take it away.
Tune into the King of Songs and Blues.
On your silicone first, cause it's been a long time. I see you want, tell you I'm helpless against you. Girl, I've been outside your body long day, and I've been waiting for a million days. I'm a bit obsessed with the way you. When are you going to box? You thicker than lava, but your body was a. Can I put in my faith, oh faith, oh faith in your holy fire? See your figure been chasing me, and the science is original. Must I make us insist? It's only anyone will. She remember the bomb from receiving. Send me fire with and some delivery. Now I'm you ring when you, I'm you sing when you. Oxygen, oxygen. Fast off, stop with water. Fast off, to pour me water. If you have any low, low, you know I'm always good. Never let.
Live on the W Experience with Man of Peace and Love, Winky Sugar. And today's edition of the show, I have with me in the studio a young creative who's been working with a lot of A-list artists. He's been handling the fashion and styling business so good that he is actually doing well for himself. And, you know, the portfolio is super strong. Give it up for Styled by Rouge. I'm curious, man.
My bro.
Is that your real name? Good, I'm good. Been a minute.
Ruse is my real name. At the same time, it's not my real name. But my real name is Adedeji Rewon Bamidele. I'm adding Ruse to it, though. Yeah.
Adedeji Ruse Bamidele.
Jiget. Split up.
Okay. The first time I would see you do your thing was, I think, way back in 2014 or 2015 when you styled Skibi, you know, for King Bola featuring Skibi.
Yeah.
That was like
yeah.
way back. That was
like bro, like, that's a very, 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 very long time, man.
And you're still here?
For real, man. You keep going.
Okay, so before the word, you know, styling surfaced, it was costumier, right?
I think I started with like making like merchandise, like having to like make merchandise for people, like print out like t-shirts.
So you had your own clothing line?
Yeah, that was what I actually started with before anything started.
What year was that?
That's a very, 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 very long time ago. I left the house, like I left my parent house like at a very, very early age. And it's not as if like they were not giving me what I wanted, but I just feel like I just like challenging myself. So I had to try and get something to like do with my hands. So I found myself printing t-shirt, printing stuff on joggers, having to do like a letterman. That's Varsity though.
Oh, okay.
That's how the whole thing started, man.
Okay, so when did you pick up styling?
So at the point, the whole printing press thingy was going all smoothly. And you know this situation of the country whereby people just see, oh, this is what is moving on, everybody just get on it.
Right.
So I think there was now like a large number of people on that platform, like doing like the whole merchandise speed.
Right.
So I just told myself, like, I feel there's more to this. So I went online, I started checking a lot about fashion. So I came across there's this Nigerian stylist. I think he styles like Justin Bieber. His name is Ugo Mose.
Oh yeah.
So I came across his page and some other stylists too as well over there. I can't remember so much her name, but so when I saw the word stylist, like I was lost for a second. So I had to, like, what does this guy do to be around like all these talents? Like, what does his work entail? So I did my research on how like the whole styling thing works. I think that was when everything started. Like, I had love for fashion from the early stage of my life because I don't know, Instagram like played a very big role because I was addicted to Instagram. So like, I'm always everywhere. Like, I'm always everywhere, seeing everything that is going on. Like, I was 24/7 on my Instagram. I think that really helped me.
Just so, checking out fashion style.
Do you understand?
And
so like, I was just, you can just go on like the search and just search whatever or hashtag, whatever you're trying to like get. Like, then you see a lot of ideas and people doing what you are trying to like get yourself into. That was how I feel like, oh, okay, there's a thing called styling.
Nice. So who was the first artist you styled?
Can I styled a whole lot of artists.
Like, the very first artist that you're like,
Jesus,
like, I think I'm made for this. I think I found my calling.
Feel like an A-list artist.
No, the first major, okay, let's say, maybe Ziggy.
The moment I made the research and I saw like the whole styling thing, I started with like using my own outfit to style a friend of mine.
Is that friend of yours?
He's an artist. He's an artist. Like,
what's the name of
him? Isas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, do you get? I think he's still coming up. You guys will get to hear about him.
Okay.
So I started with that. He had like one of the first set of posts I had on my gram then.
Wow.
And
you're like, oh my guys, I don't begin the style artist though.
Do you understand? Like, I was overwhelmed because having me take like my clothes out of the house and just put them on him.
Right.
And you know, like, there were a few gigs that they were doing then that, oh, I'll just put him on the outfit and he will be comfortable in it and he will go there and people will be like, oh, I like what you're wearing. I'm very, very good with combination and I'm very, very good with like picking fabrics.
Right.
Bro, like, just leave it for me, man.
Okay, now let's go from that artist to the first A-list artist you styled. Who was the first A-list artist you styled?
I feel the first A-list artist I styled was, I think Reminisce or I can't remember. Reminisce or Lil Kesh or so. Yeah.
For what song?
I think they featured Reminisce on the song.
Oh, okay.
There was this artist, Trap D or something.
Yeah. Okay.
They featured Reminisce. I'm not sure if that was the first this thing, but bro, like, there's a whole lot, man. I can't even lie.
Alright, so what are the measures you put in place before you style any artist?
Okay, first thing first, for me, I get to ask for like the talent I'm working on first.
Right.
Then after that, I take out time to study the kind of brand, the kind of image the artists I've been trying to like portray way before they reach out to me.
Right.
So I take my time to go back far back to like how the artist started, like to how recent he has been.
Okay. To see the switch and the growth.
Do you understand? To see where I can come in, to see how I can take him from that level to higher level with my style. Yeah.
Nice. So what are the challenges faced so far, you know, let's say in the past, or maybe it's still the same as now when you're trying to style an artist and you
the
have
challenge, the challenge from the start is, it has always been budget. Do you get? Because then, like, there was no portfolio, there was nothing to like put on the table that, oh, this is what I've done. So you're trying to like get people to like work with you, like, yo, I can do this. Like, if at all they are going to give you the chance, like, they are not going to give you the, what's it called, at a point, I had to use my own money to start like investing in my own career, because I used to like sell like online. I shop for people.
Nice.
I was doing that with like
the, like a personal shop
with the printing press thing. I forgot to add that.
At the beginning. So basically, it's just the budget. Sometimes they're telling you, "I want this and I want that," but they're not ready to pay.
Yeah, for this, from like the start of the whole thing. Like I don't really blame them, because then like they don't know me, man. Do you get? So
I feel you.
Imagine you just trusting this person and just giving a bulk of budget. Like I feel like I needed to like prove myself. That's just it.
So have you ever planned a styling or a particular style, you know, for an artist, and they didn't wear what you prepared?
Never. It has never happened. I'm not even happy for you. Yeah,
because you've been on your A game since day zero.
Fact.
And up until this day.
Yeah, because
like
I always
happened.
Pay attention to details, and there's a process to this thing. Do you understand? If you don't understand the process, it takes you back till you understand the process.
Right.
Do you understand? So there's a process to this thing. Once you understand protocol, I don't feel like, because before the shoot date, we've already like done fitting. Do you understand?
Right.
Before the artist gets on set, he's already comfortable with what he's wearing.
Oh, nice.
Do you get? So nice. I have never had an instance whereby I had like a problem because with whatever I brought on set did not work for the artist. I take my time and I request for like more time to like create. There are sometimes we do have like impromptu stuff, but we have to just make it work at the end of the day.
Nice.
So I feel the process is the number one key. The process in which way, like, you and the artist will get to like have like a lot of conversation. You have to let the artist know, like, yo, this is where I'm taking you to with my idea.
Right.
Do you understand? So that's just how it is, man. So once the artist trusts you, I feel you need, like, as a stylist, that's the get-go. Like, yo, just take it from there, man.
Nice. So have you at any point almost stopped doing your grind, styling?
Like, at the beginning of everything? Or
yeah, during the process, you know, from the jump and now, have you?
Yeah, like, I'm a type of person, I don't think I've said this anywhere, but I'm a type of person, I won't say I really get depressed, but, like, I always want to outdo myself. Like, sometimes I feel like I'm doing too much. Do you understand? But at the end of the day, I feel like simplicity is everything. Do you get? Everything comes with time. Do you understand? So I don't feel there is anybody or any creative anywhere that don't go through that phase whereby they just want to leave a particular bracket and move. I think that's the level that you have like a glitch. I don't think at a point I wanted to like
quit.
I love fashion. I mean, even like for real, man.
It's a lifestyle. Like,
for real.
So what does it take to be a stylist?
It takes a lot. You have to first understand the word style. Do you understand? You need to understand the word style before you get yourself involved in it. Because style is not you just going into like a boutique and just buying all the whole designer stuff they have there.
You have to make your own stuff.
Do you understand? Like, you have to, because I for me, yeah, like, I feel like creating stuff from scratch, like having a one-of-one piece for an artist has always been my own get-go. Like, I really love doing that a lot. I really love doing that. So I feel you need to put God first and you pray for direction. And I feel like everything just comes in place. Yeah, for me. Yeah.
So how long does it take you to design a suitable look for any artist?
It depends on the type of look.
Okay.
But sometimes, if the work is impromptu, it might take like 24 hours. I think there's this Davido jacket I made in less than 48 hours. Like the jacket,
48 hours.
Yeah.
Wow.
The jacket he used for is 1 milli.
Okay.
Yeah.
1 milli.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
You understand?
Oh,
yeah.
You styled him for that.
Yeah. Like that shit. Like when I got like the gig, I felt like, oh, okay, David is a king. Do you understand? On his own. Like, how do I portray him to the audience outside there? So I thought of culture first. That is like, if you see the jacket, we'll see like we have like this Oweyo
carries
like around the jacket. So there's more to that jacket, man. Trust me. There's more to it. Like, coming from my own head, like, for me to like pull the whole thing. And the day I presented it to him, he was like, wow. Like, he was very, very happy. I wouldn't even lie, bro.
I know if I should start talking to you about how many artists you've worked with.
What, bro.
We might not leave this show today.
Bro, let me bust your head. Like,
yeah.
I've worked with a whole lot of people. I cannot even remember. Like, bro, a whole lot.
Okay, let's fast forward to...
And there's no bad work. Like, I'll say that again. No bad work.
Let's fast forward to this year. This quarter. January, February, March.
Do you need me to start listing them?
No, you can just say
a number.
You know, in no particular order.
This year, I need to start cracking my head. Right?
Okay, which one is okay? I know. Right now, we are on set for Black Bones featuring
Loje and Amari
Whistle Song.
Yeah.
I had to find.
Bro, you should wait for this, man. Like, I went all out for this, man. I won't even cap. Like, when you see you know when his attention to details. Do you understand?
Are you styling everybody?
I'm styling Loje and Blackbone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, recent jobs.
I did Bad Boy Teams.
Mm.
I think I did Sheyi Vibe DSPs.
Mm.
I swear I can't remember like so.
I think at some point you used to, you know, style Zlatan.
Yeah, that's my guy. Zanku. That's my brother, man. Like, we went through it together, man.
Mm.
I swear that's only there, man.
Mm. I think I saw a post on, was it your story a couple of days ago, that you were working with Wiz, Kibi and Naira.
There's some work that is just there's some work that are undisclosed, like
okay.
I don't know though. Like,
it's about Rema too, right?
Oh yeah, for sure. Rema is someone I really enjoy working with. Mm. Trust me. Like, he understands fashion very, 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 very well. So right. Having a conversation before the gig, I feel makes the work more easy.
Mm.
And he knows everything.
Mm.
He knows everything that is meant to go on with his fashion.
Mm.
So he will let you do your thing, but y'all needs to like talk before like the shoot day.
Mm. How much is the minimum you've been paid to style an artist?
Bro, like, a lot too.
Like the minimum?
A lot. You know, let's just leave it like that. Make the upcoming people not go wrong.
Yeah, just say it so they will know that start by rules.
It takes a lot to get me on set.
Mm.
But at the same time, like, relationship is everything in the industry. So I feel like it takes a lot, man. save up.
Why are you keeping everything coded? Like,
bro,
why?
I feel like my own life, yeah.
Mm.
There are so many things that I just keep to myself.
Mm.
Do you understand? I let people know what I want them to know.
Mm.
Do you understand? Mm. I feel people really know Rios the stylist.
Mm.
This year, they will get to see another dimension of what I'm made of.
That's right.
I'm not supposed to be saying that here, but I have to just say it. Like, I'm coming really, really heavy. Like, y'all needs to like know a whole lot of things that I've been doing like underground.
Nice. So, if you could fix something in this styling industry in Nigeria, what would you change or fix? Because I understand the fact that, you know, the industry before now barely pay attention to stylists, you know, cinematographer, dancers, you know, and these are the creatives that more than just being an artist make the work or get the job done. And that's why I felt like, you know what, let's talk to someone who's in this business of, yes, I'm the one who says this is what I want this guy to wear and this is how it's going to work. And at the end of the day, people will see the visuals and be like, whoa, I love what Davido is wearing, I love what Burna is wearing. I think you styled Burna for, was it Killing Them?
The only time I worked with Burna was Aipo.
Oh, okay.
They're Killing Them, like his sister did it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
His sister, the Black Sheriff one. I styled Black Sheriff. I think Burna's sister styled him for that too.
Internationally, have you worked with any artists internationally?
I've worked with Sona, like he's a UK artist.
Right.
I'm trying to like remember names though. Yeah, I've worked with Darko, I've worked with Tio Wayne. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, nice.
And there's this song.
Did you work with Roxy?
I'm trying to being like a rock star or something, like okay. gangster. Like
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
like the whole when it came to Nigeria, Darko, I did Tio Wayne, I did there's this last person, I can't remember the name. Mm.
Okay, so if you could change or fix anything in the styling space in the music industry, what would you change or fix?
If I can change, what do you mean by like
fix? Maybe like, there's something that is not working right in the styling industry.
Firstly, like budget.
Hmm.
Budget, like I feel they need to understand that the image of a person, of an artist, is a major part of the craft. You understand? So I would say budget.
Right.
Because there are so many stylists out there that are still trying to like get proper budget together. I'm not facing that anymore.
Right. Styled by Rose. It's a big man right now, man.
I swear. Like, so I feel like budgeting is a huge part.
Right.
We need to like look into.
Right. Yeah. So what do you think is the future of styling in Nigeria? The styling grind in Nigeria. What is the future?
I feel like for the future, like everything is going very, 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 very fine. Mm. And in this era, like we're having like the international people, like the Americans, the people from UK, everybody are all on the Afrobeat. I feel like it's time for us to milk from it.
That's
you
right.
understand? So
That's
I feel right. like the future is very, 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 very bright for creative area.
Mm.
Trust me.
In your line of work, as a stylist, is there any manual for someone who's listening to you right now and is like, this is actually a very good grind that sometime I feel in future I want to get into this and just keep moving and start making my own money off.
Yeah, I feel like firstly you just need to be yourself.
Mm.
You just need to have like a very strong confidence in yourself.
Mm.
Do you understand?
Mm.
Just talk to God. Like anything you want to do, like just put it in front of God.
Mm.
Even though you don't have the template to it, like you just have a glitch, an idea, just talk to God, bro. Like you will just see doors like opening for you. I'm talking from experience, bro. I'm a very, 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 very
spiritual person.
Like spiritual, rather. Yeah, I'm a very, very spiritual person. And I don't show it outside, but I feel like when I'm in my room, in my space, like I have conversations
with God.
With God.
That's right.
You need to work very, 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 very hard and smart. Do you understand?
Right.
And to get to wherever you're going, like, there are sacrifices. There is a process. Don't jump to the process. Go through the process. Put your hair straight. Take out time to learn your craft. Take out time to, if you see, like, people doing whatever it is you're doing, feel free to like send a mail or DM like anybody to ask for like idea. Like don't be shy. Like, bro, you're trying to be out there, bro. Like you need to come out.
Ask questions
on what you need.
Do you have people that you mentor?
Bro, a lot. Like I've got like a whole lot of boys that have actually interned, that they are actually doing very, very, very well now. I mean, like that I feel is my own giving back to the community. Do you understand?
Right.
When I see them working, the joy in me, like, yo, I just added to this person's life. This person, if I did not give he or she the chance to try and be mentored by me, who knows? Like, you can just find them doing what they are not supposed to do. Do you understand? So I feel like that's part of the whole giving back to the community.
That's right. Nice, nice. Man, Styled by Ruse. To connect with you on socials, what's your handle?
Styled by Ruse on Instagram.
Styled by Ruse on Instagram. Okay. Styled by R-E-U-S, Ruse. Dude, thank you so much. I appreciate this. We're going to allow you get back on sets right now. And
yeah, for a young creative, man, you can do it. I was just a normal guy on the street of Lagos printing t-shirts. Do you understand? You can do it. Don't let anybody kill your dream. Don't let any relationship distract you from where you're trying to get into. Put God first. Pray for any evil against distraction in your life, and pray for wisdom too as well, and watch things fall in place for you in pleasant places.
nice. Thank you so much, Rules. God bless you. Yes, sir.
Yes.
When the second half is over, you know it's all over. So it's a wrap on today's edition of the W Experience with Man of Peace and Love, Winky. And you know, God's grace, next week I'll be back with a fresh experience in your speaker box. So all you have to do is just keep shining supreme. Where you're from does not always dictate where you're going in life, but it says a lot about who you are and where you're from. So always represents your roots. Stay true, be curious, and be you. Peace and love.